The first report at the scene revealed that a male, a lone male, had shot a officer in her booth while at the border crossing, and that in the instant following the shooting of the officer, the lone male had been pronounced dead at the scene from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We're working right now with all available resources at the scene to try to establish exactly the sequence of events that took place between the arrival of this individual to the Peace Arch crossing and subsequently what led to the events that unfolded after this. We're working with our CBSA partners as well in this investigation. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the officer, who at the time was airlifted by ambulance and was breathing. The Highway 99 crossing, known as Peace Arch Crossing, will be closed for the foreseeable future, at least the next few hours, and we're recommending using alternate routes, either the Pacific Highway crossing or the Elder Grove crossing.
Sir, do you have a
motive? Is the officer in hospital right now?
The officer was airlifted to hospital to receive treatment.
What is her condition?
She's alive.
The officer was breathing at the time. We have no further update received yet from the hospital.
Are they survivable injuries that she received?
Too early to say. Again, she was breathing when airlifted by ambulance to the hospital, and is currently receiving treatment.
We've been told she was shot in the neck.
I don't have an exact location or where she was shot, but we're obviously still trying to ascertain exactly what took place. It would appear from the first indications that it would have been the neck area, but that she was breathing when taken by ambulance.
How old is she, and how much service does she have with the border?
Unknown at this time. We're still trying to gather all the details. Obviously, our first priority is to provide her with all the treatments that this person needs, and we will release details about her condition and age and more details when they become available.
This suspect is American. What do we know about this person?
We haven't confirmed the identity or the origin of the suspect yet. He was entering Canada in a vehicle that bore a Washington plate.
Is there any chance he may have known the victim?
Unknown at this time.
Can you tell if there was any dialogue at all before this scenario took place? Was it just straight shooting?
We're still talking to witnesses to confirm exactly what events took place and the sequence of events that led to the unfolding of the incident here today.
Was this incident recorded on video?
Pardon?
Was the incident recorded on security video?
We're looking at video surveillance as well as talking to several witnesses right now to confirm exactly what happened here today.
Have you found anything in the van?
We're still going through the van at this time.
You mentioned that the border is going to be closed for several hours. Can you tell us how long Royal Columbian Hospital is going to be under lockdown?
No idea at this time. For the foreseeable future, but we'll release an update as soon as that information becomes available.
Did any border officers discharge their weapons or shoot at the suspect?
We can't confirm right now whether shots were fired by anybody else than the lone male that was involved in this incident.
How do you know that this is a self-inflicted wound then?
From what was observed at the scene by witnesses that were currently spoken with.
Was the border guard searching the van or about to search the van?
We don't know exactly the details of where she was at the time. No, we don't know that.
Had she left her booth?
She was in the booth or not, or if she was out of the booth?
Don't know those details yet. We're still trying to clarify exactly what took place.
So earlier you said she was in her booth, though.
That's what the first indication reveals, but we're still trying to confirm that.